With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The United States hosting the annual Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Conference this week for the first time since 2011.
Leaders from the 21-member APEC group are gathering in San Francisco to talk about how to better spur trade and economic growth across the Pacific region. But the main event will actually play out on the sidelines as President Biden and Chinese leader Xi Jinping meet face-to-face. The conference is happening against the backdrop of the tense relationship between China and the U.S. and global turmoil from the Israel-Hamas war, as well as Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Also on the West Coast, Los Angeles motorists experiencing travel snarls indefinitely as crews assess how much damage was caused by a weekend fire that closed elevated Interstate 10 near downtown. California Governor Gavin Newsom says officials can't yet offer a timeline when that highway may reopen. Also at SRNNews.com, Donald Trump Jr. got back on the witness stand in New York, this time for the defense in the civil fraud trial that threatens the family business.
The Trump Organization executive vice president arrived at court without stopping to speak to reporters outside, where a handful of protesters shouted, "Crime family."
Crime family!
Inside the courtroom, Donald Trump Jr. quipped, "You thought you were rid of me, Your Honor." The former president's eldest son testified at the start of the month when the state presented their case that he did nothing wrong and was involved in deal-making, not the financial statements at the heart of the New York Attorney General's lawsuit alleging Trump inflated his wealth to get loans and insurance, something he denies. Julie Walker, New York.
Stocks are mixed. The Dow is ahead 82 points. The Nasdaq losing 21. This is SRN News. The pro-life movement took a beating in last week's off-year elections.
They represent a massive reality call, wake-up call, a massive alarm that should go off to all of us who are seeking to understand these things through a Christian biblical worldview and who are trying to translate those truths into public policy. Because there's just no other way to put it. Tuesday was a nearly unmitigated disaster.
Dr. Albert Mohler of the Southern Baptist Convention says pro-lifers have a lot of work to do.
We have a far greater challenge than we knew, but to be honest, it is not necessarily a greater challenge than we feared. Those of us who have been working in the pro-life movement for decades understood that we would find out where Americans really stand on these issues only after Roe v. Wade were removed.
He predicts 2024 will be a pivotal election year for abortion. You can hear more in his daily briefing at albertmohler.com. This is SRN News. At least 19 people have been killed by Islamist terrorists in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo.
According to a Congolese civil society leader, the victims were tied up before being killed with machetes and other weapons. We don't know why the Allied Democratic Forces, or ADF, targeted the village of Watalinga. In the past, people have been killed after being accused of passing information to the army. 2 years ago, the Ugandan army launched an offensive aimed at defeating the ADF, but the violent attacks in North Kivu province have been relentless.
BBC correspondent Will Ross. Nepal's government decided to ban the popular social media app TikTok, saying it was disrupting social harmony in the country. That announcement was made following a cabinet meeting in Nepal. Officials said the app would be banned immediately, and it wasn't clear what triggered the ban. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.